The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And for Leslie Cruz, a chance to come to terms with a 70-year-old memory.
Two old war horses got back together for this commemoration, and there's never been a D-Day reunion like it.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. Leslie Cruz was one of the paratroopers who jumped with the 82nd Airborne behind enemy lines the day before the D-Day landings. He jumped from a plane called Whiskey 7, and this week, both paratrooper and plane were back in Normandy.
Well, that's the plane, huh? Same plane. It's hard to believe.
The plane was on loan from a museum in New York where it's been kept in fighting shape, good enough to take veteran paratroopers for one last jump, this time without the bullets. But Leslie was content to watch from the ground. He told CBS's Mark Phillips that his mission this time around was to come to terms with what happened after he landed.
Next thing you know, there's guys plop, 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 this side, that side, all around me.
It wasn't long before the Germans started shelling the drop zone outside the town of St. Mary Glees. He and a fellow paratrooper named Richard Vargas took cover.
His body was right next to me, body to body. His head was right about here in his helmet, against me, and the shell landed right beside him and just tore him apart on his right leg.
Yeah.
And I always figured that was for me.
He survived. Richard Vargas did not. And so Leslie Cruz had come back to see his grave.
This day is a day of remembrance of something that happened 70 years ago on June 7th. Perhaps now I can set it aside and go on without it, but I doubt it.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.